Yeah, okay. Let's do this.
Two Tubridys Talk Twaddle with Ryan Tubridy and Ryan Tubridy.
Welcome along. It is Ryan Tubridy and Ryan Tubridy with myself, Ryan Tubridy.
And me, Ryan Tubridy. How pleasant it is to be here together.
How are we today?
We're good. We're just perusing some old Life magazine.
That's right.
With JFK on the cover.
Beatles, JFK.
A little bit of Paul McCartney album listening there before we came on air. That was fun.
That's right, yeah. We'll be talking about Coca-Cola and glass bottles and ladies' shoes and Willy Wonka. Oh, there's a bookshop.
How can you pass it by?
Let's go.
How can you pass it by, Ryan? You have to go in there and peruse.
Do we have any tickets for the toy show? Yes.
They ask me every time, don't they?
Exactly.
Don't they ask us?
They ask us all the time.
Everywhere we go, when we're going down the pier with our Teddy's ice cream, what do they do?
Any tickets. And I just walk faster.
We just walk faster. That's what we do.
So you've written a children's book, Ryan.
Yes, we have.
Was that on purpose?
It was absolutely on purpose. Because, it was an accident. It was meant to be. It started off as an adult's book, but then somebody said they'd like to colour it in. So I said I better get stuck into it then.
When you watch the Late Show on the player, do you fast forward to the sad bits too? Because I do. Can't be handling those sad bits.
I don't.
You're very good at them, though.
I'm not a big fan of watching the Late Late Show.
Fast forward through the sad bits. Now, we can go to the phones, and we have an undesirable on the phone who can't get through to your normal regular radio show. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, undesirable.
Is this Ryan's Tubridy?
Good morning, undesirable. Yes, it is.
How are you doing? Come here. I tried to get my children's book on your show, but your producer said the
And what's your book called?
It's called Git and His Magic Pipes.
And what exactly is... What sort of pipes does Git have in the book?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Ryan Tubridy. The main character... The main character takes a drag out of his magic pipe and goes on a Christmas train to meet Santa, yeah?
Yeah.
It's a bit like the Polar Express, except it all happens on the Red Lion Lewis.
Thanks,
you think you promoted on the late slate?
It's a great idea, and that's why I'm going to give it straight to Marion Finucane, and it sounds like a great item for her radio program.
Thanks very much.
Nice to talk to you.
Another question for you, Ryan. How come Nathan Carter doesn't go on Graham Norton every month?
Well, it's funny you should say that, because we have it written into his contract,
right,
that it's exclusively on us every month and not Graham. So it's with Graham's lawyers, but we have it locked down tight.
You mentioned Paul McCartney earlier on,
and I will again before the end of this show.
When did you, if you know your stuff, when did you write Silly Love Songs?
Gosh,
bop, 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 bop.
Is this a bop, 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 bop quiz? Silly Love Songs. At a guess. Crikey, 79?
No, 1962 to the present day.
Hey!
Well, listen, it's been great to talk to myself.
Yeah, and I have to say, it's been like an audio mirror.
Yes, that's right. And let's go and watch some Willy Wonka and have a nice piece of cake.
And a hot chocolate, maybe?
And a hot chocolate. Let's do it. Thank you very much for listening to the Two Tubridys Talk Twaddle. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You want to know something?
Down the shop.
In me belly top. Hanging for a bit of scran. I want something jam barney. Nothing food tastes like a garbage can. Eating right here is chancing my luck. Fake chicken ditties that are undercooked. After eating here you won't feel okay. Make you feel sick and your tummy go
aye.
Running to the jacks like
aye.
No, I don't feel okay.
Okay.
Plain and spicy chicken breast is what they say.
Next. Do you want mayo or butter? On a white cardboard roll that has gone off.
That's gone off.
Yeah. We'll just throw this together. I've got real dirty hands and a cough. Yeah, I really do hope.
Yeah, I really do hope.
You're not allergic to fish.
You know, are you?
A bit of tuna fell in. When I gave it a squish. Blame it on incompetence or cheap ingredients. Shut me down on sight, HSE. That's right. Plain or spicy chicken breast.
Plain or spicy.
Stodgy meat processed. Plain or spicy chicken breast.
You know it, you know it.
Plain or spicy chicken breast.
Not easy to digest.
Plain or spicy chicken breast.
You know it, you know it.
Now, don't look so worried, baby. Cause I haven't poisoned anyone yet.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Lettuce and tomato oil dropped on the floor. See a doctor if you start to sweat. When I go to the loo,
when he goes to the loo,
I don't use no sink.
Doesn't wash his hands.
I mix the coleslaw by hand.
Ew.
You can tell by the stink.
No.
Blame it on my underpants that I have never changed. Health and safety's gone to shit. That's right. Plain or spicy chicken breast.
It's dodgy meat processed.
Plain or spicy chicken breast.
You know it, you know it.
Plain or spicy chicken breast.
It's not easy to digest.
Plain or spicy chicken breast.
You know it, you know it.
Fellas, grab your lady, cause she's passing out.
She's there. She all right there.
If you want the chicken roll, just give me a shout. Oh,
next there, sorry, next there. Do you want plain?
Sorry,
or
I'm gonna go and wash my hands. I'll be back in a minute. Right?
Want spicy chicken?
Spicy chicken.
Move along. Want Cajun sauce in it?
No spicy left. I have to be plain, all right?
Can we cut that in half, you do?
On a brown wrap, you're filling yourself.
Won't make a difference. Still gonna make you die.
60 seconds, €1,000. FM 104's Instagram.
Okay, so I've been sent the questions here.
Oh yeah,
and I think you've been emailed them as well. It's this is a special edition called Insta 100 grand, and we can go to the phones and speak to John Delaney. Hello, John Delaney.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Are you all right?
All right, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd prefer not to actually have to do this, but I've been legally obliged to take part in this competition this morning.
Okay.
So it's Insta 100 grand.
Insta 100 grand.
Yeah.
Not Instagram.
If I get all these questions, I'll win 100 grand.
So another 100 grand.
Will you tell us where we'll get it from? Because I don't know where we're going to get the 100,000.
You leave that up to me.
Okay.
Okay, John.
Are you ready to play, Nobby?
I'm ready, yeah.
This is very unusual. We've been sent the questions. Normally we have the questions ourselves, but here we go. John Delaney. What do you do for a living, John? Are you in between jobs?
Can we just move on there, please?
Where are you now, John? Please.
If these aren't questions related to the competition, I'm not interested in answering them, okay?
Okay, well, all right, so...
Cheers.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. Some people are vague with their job. They don't talk about it.
Start right. The bed, Crossy.
Here we go. Best luck, John Delaney. You're going to need it.
Begins in 3, 2, 1.
What is your name?
John Delaney.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
So help me God.
How many fingers are you holding up right now?
2, always.
What joint void that sucks up everything was photographed for the first time yesterday?
Okay, I see what you're doing, so best thing you can do is move on, okay?
Who is this?
You will get what I would call the mother of all welcomes when you come to Kerry, because your reputation and your respectability will precede you down the road before you land, and we will be there to welcome you.
That's the future President of Ireland, the Right Honourable Michael Hillier-Ray.
John Delaney, what is your favourite ride at an amusement park?
Dodgems.
John Delaney, how many selfies have you taken at 5-star hotels around the world this year?
I've been advised not to answer that question.
Another voiceman, John. Who's this?
The FAI had the opportunity today to be open, transparent, humble and truthful. What we actually got was evasion, arrogance, dodging and weaving, and I'd say large doses of spoofology.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously somebody who's bitter, twisted and clearly insane.
If I had €99,999 and a friend of mine gave me a loan of €1, how much would I have?
I don't know. I'm not that good at master money.
And last question, John, on F104's Instagram, what do the letters FAI stand for?
Fuck all income. That's why I gave them the loan, obviously.
Well, unfortunately, you didn't win. You didn't get any right. Except for your name.
Oh, he got Healy Ray, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he got two. You didn't get 10, though, John.
A great man. Can I just say that? He's a star.
Yeah, you're the only person who seems to say that.
He's brilliant. He's my right-hand man.
He's the wind beneath your wings.
Certainly is, yeah.
There's some wings, John.
What will you do today now, John?
Again, I'm being obliged here legally not to answer any of your questions outside of the competition. So, with that, gentlemen, I bid you adieu.
Okay.
I see you. You had a UEFA jacket on yesterday in Leinster House.
Right, hanging up now. Bye.
There he goes. That's a special edition of FM4's 100 grand with John Delaney.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Declan Ward, please?
You're speaking to him.
Declan, hello. My name is Paul O'Riordan. I'm ringing from the National Standard Authority of Ireland. Declan, is now a good time to talk to you?
I'm just on the way to an airport. Yeah, is everything okay?
Yeah, well, I just need to run through a few things with you and just to let you know that this call is being recorded for training and quality purposes, if that's okay?
Okay, no problem, yeah.
And your driver license number is...
Hey, sexy lady!
Yeah.
Your vehicle license is...
Ooh, baby!
Yep.
Vehicle registration is... Three?
Yep.
There's been a bit of difficulty with the paperwork. We didn't get anything back from yourself with regard to your seal on your taxi.
No, that's all sorted out.
Well, unfortunately, on my system here, it isn't.
It's a, like, I got a phone call. I got a letter last week and I rang up about it and they rang me back and said it was all... There was a delay on the files being updated on the computer and it was all updated now. So I got a phone call last week off one of your girls.
Right, okay. Well, unfortunately, on the system here, it hasn't been updated. You're saying you sent in the paperwork?
The update on the meter and everything, all the seal. Sure, it's done that all that last year.
Well, you see, our system, we work across both offices between Dublin and ourselves here, and it's always updated. Like, I mean, we've never had a problem with it before, really.
I got a letter from yourselves about it last week.
Right.
And I rang up that morning about it, and they said, don't worry about it. It's verified. It's all sorted out. Don't be worrying about it.
Well,
and then that afternoon, I got a phone call off the NS, one of your colleagues saying, we're sorry about that. It was a mix-up that everything is sorted, updated.
Unfortunately, we don't have you down for having that seal on your taxi.
I don't understand, because the girl said, yeah, you've got a meter seal by... the company I got it sealed by. She said everything was verified.
Oh, unfortunately, it's not. Now, there's no appointment in Dublin until May, so you're going to have to come down to Cork if you want to get that sorted.
Go down to Cork to get what sorted?
To get the seal.
What do I need to get sorted? My meter is sealed.
Unfortunately, it's not, according to the system here. And
okay, right. I'll have to ring you tomorrow because I'm actually just in Malaga Airport here heading home.
What I'm trying to tell you is you won't be able to drive your taxi for 14 days now. You understand that?
I understand that because when I got the letter, I rang straight away about it.
I know, but
that
obviously...
That's why I rang straight away. Two weeks ago, on the Monday morning, I got the letter.
You see, going off in your jollies then, and you know, you didn't make sure that it was actually...
I got a phone call from the National Road Authority to say that everything was verified.
But that's not the National Standard Authority of Ireland who actually made
NSAI.
The decision on this. Yes, that's right.
It was NSAI that rang me and told me.
I don't know why you went on your holidays when this wasn't sorted out, you know.
You don't know why I went on my holidays? Are you having a laugh? I sorted it out. As far as I was concerned, it was sorted out because I got a verification phone call from one of your colleagues from the NSAI. On the afternoon of that morning,
can I ask you to stop abusing me, please, and just calm down, please?
I'm not abusing. This phone call is being recorded.
It is being recorded.
I'm not abusing you. You can listen back to it. Yeah. I am telling you. You're telling me I shouldn't
have went
away.
You're shouting now, sir.
Because
can
it wasn't started.
Can you just take a breath, please? Hold
on a second. It's
please,
being
will
recorded.
You calm down, sir?
Your bosses can listen back to it.
Yes, I'm listening to it right now, and I feel intimidated.
Away without a bit. You're feeling
swanning around Malaga like a flute.
Are you
threatening me?
Are you calling me a flu?
Hello? You're swanning around Malaga and you're not getting your taxi sorted and you won't be driving for the next 2 weeks. Do you understand me now?
Are you being abusive towards me?
No, I'm not, sir. You're being abusive towards me.
You don't know why I'm in Malaga.
Yeah, well, that's questionable too.
Well,
taxi drivers in Malaga, we know all about them.
All right, okay.
You can't handle the flute.
He's hung up. Hang on, I get him again. That's gorgeous. You can't handle the flute.
Hello?
Hello, Declan. I'm very sorry. Listen, things got a bit heated there, but I just need to talk
They got to be heated. Hold on a second. What do you mean they got to be heated? Who are you? What is your name?
My name is Paul O'Riordan, okay? And
Paula Reardon. Yes. Okay. Right, that's all I need to know. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I know that, but can you talk to my colleague now for 2 seconds? He's on the phone.
Who is your bloody colleague?
Here he is now.
Hello?
Who's this?
How are you, Paul?
My name is
Alec from the NSAOI. Are you coming around to get
is
your
this
thing?
FM 104.
Yeah,
this
it is.
It is.
On FM 104. Who the done that? Oh my Jesus!
Swanning around like a flute.
Who is this?
John.
Johnny Morrow.
You dirty. Am I on radio? You dirty. Oh my God! I'm walking to the Malaga Airport. I'm gonna batter somebody. Who the f*** is that?
It's Johnny Biro. He set you up on the Strawberry Alarm Clock. That's Terry and Jim here.
I did listen to you all the time. I should have bleeding copped on to it. I'm going into Malaga Airport. My wife is dragging me around. What are you doing? I'm going to be dragged off the f***. I'm going to be bleeding taxi for 2 weeks.
Swanning around Malaga like a flute.
You big flute.
Here it was. What the f***? This cleaning is being recorded. Oh my God. Oh, fuck me. You just caught me hook, line, and sinker.
Girls, keep it down now. We're going to go live on the 6-1. Just waiting for the last few Angelas to go bong. Hang on there. Stand by.
Is that his lunch on his t-shirt?
It's his curry shirt. He's gross.
I can hear you. Roy Dobson never had a problem.
Oh, eye roll.
Oh, play the man card.
Men.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Roll title.
Go, go, go. Good evening. I'm Magella McSmug.
And I'm Denzel Washington.
Welcome to the Sex One Nudes.
Magella.
What?
I think your alter cue is broken.
I'm just going to keep going because that's what professionals would do.
Huh. Ask yourself, what would Miriam do? Have another baby?
In first news tonight, the t-shirt Leonard Varuka has slated that he wants to produce his barber's footprint by driving an elected car and only beating meat twice a woke.
You need to stop. It's seriously going wrong here.
Like Stoke, West Ham and Flossages. He was arriving at Brooksells for a James Corden moting of a no-deal fexit. The t-shirt says that producing his uptake of red boats will also improve his Noddian soul. Meanwhile, Wacky Feely Way from Terry has said that Meghans and Wedgie Harry fans are talking complete shot.
Who typed this? Are they blind?
Bullish Prime Minister Theresa May is also up shouts croak without a puddle. Save me!
Over to me now. The United States something something President Donald Trump something something outrage over a wall something something. This report from our Washington correspondent, the gig I used to do, the other bod.
Thank you, woman. It's been another topsy-turvy day in the life of me, the other BOD. Earlier this morning, I ordered a latte macchiato and a ham and cheese panini from a local Washington cafe I frequent from time to time. On taking a bite of said panini, the molten hot cheese oozed out and scorched my tongue. In a state of panic, I took a big slug out of my hot beverage and further damaged my mouth area. Unluckily, a passerby wrestled me to the ground as he thought I was about to commit a terrorist act. I'm currently locked up in the county jail and would request you ask the news editor to send bail of €10,000. The other bod. Waiting in the long grass to take your gig as the new presenter of the 6-1 News. In a jail.
Keep them there, I say.
Put the rest of them in there as well.
Men.
My auto cue's still not working. Which camera should I look in?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
In other sport nudes now, Roy Cohn is to join his old pal Fartin McWheel as the persistent roach to Botty Jam Forest. I am happy to be socked with Fartin, he said. When taxed about new Irish manager Rick McSarkey, Roy Cohn said he's only an old box. He can go flump his shed.
Literally no idea.
Let's go over to the couch area and sit there. I shouldn't have sat like that. And that's all the news we have from the new shiny studio. It cost you $1.4 million. Thanks, guys.
So long, Black Friday.
Yeah, heard it.
Adios, Cyber Monday.
Anything else?
get ready for Nearly a Bargain Wednesday. Nearly a Bargain Wednesday, the new gimmick to help remove money from your bank account to ours. 50% off twice the price of all our products. You heard right. Double the cost of all our products at half price. That's a mere 100% of the normal cost of our goods.
Nearly a Bargain Wednesday.
But that's not all. You choose the shoes on Tuesday. Buy... But that's not all. You choose the shoes on Tuesday. Buy one shoe, get the other one free. That's two shoes for the same price as a pair. Don't forget to avail of our in-store loyalty card. Just spend €500 to get a €5 discount with a 5-minute time limit. That's 5 minutes to spend €5 when our shop is closed. It's all happening this Nearly a Bargain Wednesday and choose the shoes on Tuesday. Don't forget, Wednesday is spelt with two D's.
It's time for Chit Chat with Ken Cooper.
Yeah, 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 funky, yeah. She was a sexy lady. She liked to get her thrill, and lots of people getting thrills here on Ken Cooper's Chit Chat. Call me anytime. Most people don't call me during the show, though. Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. Line one is Brian. Hey, Brian.
How are you doing there, Chris?
My name is not Chris. My name is Ken Cooper. I'm not going to let it annoy me. Carry on. What do you want?
Chris, I just wanted to complain about people in the cinema, all right?
Yes.
I was in the cinema there the night before last, and we were watching a very emotional film. I got to a very emotional part of the film, yeah. And this woman behind me was chewing her popcorn very loudly, and it really annoyed me, yeah. And it's still within me, Chris, and I don't know what to
do
with it.
Well, first of all, my name's not Chris, it's Ken Cooper, and second of all, you should have turned around, quite literally poured your, did you have a beverage on you?
I did.
You should have poured the beverage over her head and say, you're such a rude woman. Get out.
And well, I'm not a violent person, as you can tell. I just had the frustration in me. I just need to get it out somehow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what film were you seeing? Who was in it?
It was The Star Is Born with Bradley and Yawon.
And is he your favourite actor, is he? Bradley Cooper?
No. He's not actually. My favourite actor is an Irish actor by the name of Donald Gleeson. He was in Star Wars there. Big fan of Star Wars, I am.
He made an excellent villain.
With his red hair and his cold face.
Lighting up the phones you are, though, Brian, because line two, it says Brendan Gleeson is on line two. Hiya, Brendan.
Hello, Chris. It's Brendan here.
Hiya, Brendan. Love your work, by the way.
Thank you very much. I just heard that caller saying that Donald Gleeson is a very good actor.
That's your son, yes? That's right.
It is indeed. This is not the case.
Oh. What do you mean?
I'm the actor in the family.
Yeah. Okay. Well...
He did do one or two good things, but the other fella has been a nightmare. He died in the second season of Love Hate, and it wasn't the first time he died on stage.
Well, Brenda, so you're talking about Donald Gleeson, your son, and who is the other fella?
I'm not too sure of his name.
That's your other son?
He went over to In Bruges one time when I was filming something there, and he hasn't been able to find his way back.
But Donald is has been up for an Oscar before, hasn't he?
I'm not too sure.
Can I come back?
Go ahead, Brian. Yeah, please, yeah, Ken Cooper's chit chat.
That's an absolute disgrace. How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you, Brendan Gleeson, slag off your two sons? Donald is absolutely brilliant. Have you seen Star Wars?
Have you seen Star Wars? I don't make them.
Brendan, I must say I did enjoy you in Paddington 2.
he was overrated at best, Chris. He was just a big chef or something. Come here. I did like you in Braveheart, though.
Thank you very much.
And do you give this kind of feedback to your sons, Donal and the other fella?
Not so much to the other fella, but to Donal, I give him a tip here or there, just.
And what do you say to him, Brendan?
Try and act.
That's good advice, Brendan.
Yeah, yeah.
Try and act. And does he give you feedback on your films, movies?
No, he wouldn't dare.
Here's a tip for you, Brendan Gleeson. Shave your f***ing beard. You look like a bear.
Well, at least I can grow one. The two sons, not a chance. Whiskers.
And who is your favourite of the two sons? I'm getting an indication that you have a clear favourite there. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Donal.
And who would be your least favourite of the two sons, Brendan Gleeson?
the other one.
Right, okay. Well, that's very clear. Thanks for being so honest here on Ken Cooper's Chit Chat.
You're welcome, Chris.
My name's not Chris. I don't care if you're in the snapper and you're a Hollywood royalty. You call me by my right name. You're on Ken Cooper's Chit Chat.
Good night, Chris. Thank you.
Oh!
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome back to the Mr. Men and Little Misses That Didn't Make It. Today, we're going to meet Little Miss Swinger. Little Miss Swinger loved the playground.
Daddy, I want to go to the playground and I want to go to it now.
Okay, sweetie darling, don't worry.
Daddy, yeah. I didn't interrupt you. Don't interrupt me.
Daddy's going as fast as he can. Daddy. Look, there's the playground now, darling.
Daddy,
look, it's just at the top
I
of
know.
The road.
I just want
there.
To make sure okay. it's a level playing ground.
It is, darling. Yeah, it is, okay.
I love Ga.
Yeah, so you've said.
I know all about the offside rule in Ga, Daddy.
Doesn't exist in NCAA
just Daddy,
football.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Stop.
Okay, darling, we're here. Now, do you want to go up on the slide, maybe?
Yeah, I'm well able to go up myself.
Provide.
Give me my drinker, Daddy.
Okay, here's your drinker.
And give me your drinker.
Well, that's just a bottle.
Give me
water.
That.
Okay, are you sure?
Darling!
Dear.
I've fallen, Daddy.
I can see that, dear, but you were holding two bottles at the time.
Daddy, why is there no supervisor in this playground?
Because it's a public playground, dear. There's no need
Daddy,
for...
Daddy, yeah. Why is there no instructions on how to use the slide?
Because kids know how to use slides. It's just part of their...
Daddy,
nature.
Why was nobody telling me not to have things in my hands?
I actually did tell you not to have two bottles in your hands when you were climbing the stairs of the...
Daddy, why does nobody vote for me?
What?
I don't know what that means.
You're six.
Little Miss Swinger was always getting into trouble, even in her own back garden.
Now, dear, when you're kicking that ball, make sure you don't kick it
Daddy.
Over the wall to the neighbours, okay? They don't like the ball going into their garden, all right, darling? Thank you.
Daddy, I'm well able to play football. I know what I'm doing. It's a level back garden.
Mr. Murray doesn't like the ball going into the back garden of his house, so please just don't kick it over the wall, okay? You've been warned. Thank you.
What the bleeding hell's going on here?
Mr. Murray, just listen to me now.
Hey, you young one, did you kick the ball over the wall here?
First of all, I don't like to be referred to as young one. I called you Mr. Murray. Second of all, why are you on my daddy's property?
You're after breaking me back window, dear.
That is a matter for the judge. If this had gone to court, and it hasn't gone to court.
Well, it won't be going to court. You'll be paying me.
Mr. Murray.
Give me compensation.
Daddy.
Your dad will.
Daddy.
Yes, dear. Yes, dear.
Mr. Murray's on your property. Call the police.
Mr. Murray, she's been giving us a lot of trouble lately. Do you mind if we can just sort this out?
Mr. Murray clearly tried to break my football with his window. Mr. Murray, can I rely on your vote?
What is she on about?
I don't know. I'm only eight.
Years later, Little Miss Swinger, when she was underage, was seen by her dad coming out of an off-license. She shouldn't have been buying fizzy drinks.
Darling, what do you call this?
I call this a Friday, Daddy.
I've been monitoring you over the last half an hour and I've seen you go into that off-license and come out with a bag of cans for those other kids and yourself.
Well, first of all, I think you've breached my data privacy by watching me going in there and you've also leaked that information to my friends who didn't know why I was in the off-license, which is a breach as well. It's not a level playing field.
Excuse me about this field. Can we just quit the f***ing field for a second? Now... Did you accidentally stumble
Daddy.
Into the off-license
Daddy.
And buy those bag of cans?
Here, Daddy.
Yes?
Here, Daddy.
What?
Daddy.
Yes.
Daddy.
What?
Daddy.
Yes.
This is fizzy drinks, but they're not for me. They were never intended for me.
Oh.
And I've had a very long week studying. Very hard.
But...
And nobody
but you
else...
You were caught red-handed, dear.
Nobody else... Excuse me, Daddy. Nobody understands what I've been through this week. Daddy, I'm so upset I want to lift to my best friend's house.
Who's your best friend?
Sue.
Sue?
Yeah. Sue. Bring me there, Daddy.
Never heard of her.
Oh, you will.